A word for you from Isaiah 49, verse 24. Can the prey be taken from the mighty man, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued? This is a question that God asked his people, and the Lord is speaking here about the ultimate redemption, which was going to come about not just in the liberation of God's people and their oppression, but God was going to send the Savior, and the Lord was going to continue with this question, and it finds its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ. But for the moment, God poses a question, and the question is, can a prey be taken from the mighty man? It's in the midst of their situation of the people of God who were the prey. Zion felt forsaken by God. Their enemies were oppressing them, and they could see no way out. And their question must have been, can God? Is it possible? And the Lord says, can a prey? Now, in other words, a victim, which is locked up, chained, enslaved, be taken from the mighty man, not just the average man, but taken from one who is mighty, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued. Is rescue possible, is the question. God asks them, and he's being provocative here, because he wants a response from them, as he gives his own response later on, and we'll look at that next time. But the Lord is wanting us to think carefully, to ponder the question, can the captives of a tyrant be rescued? Now think, the Lord is using imagery here. A tyrant who is strong, powerful, and cruel. And who is the most cruel tyrant in your life? It is the devil. It is sin that reigns. It is evil that has dominion. That's the worst type of mighty man that holds you captive and prey. And that's the worst type of tyrant from which you need to be rescued. Now, do you want to be rescued? Do you want to be set free? If you are a captive to some form of sin, maybe it is your own lust, perhaps it is your own type of thinking and your own mood swings, and your own will that you feel is more important than anybody else and anything else, and you're a captive to your own mind, to your own feeling. Whatever sin it is that rules you, whatever idol in your life, God can set the captive free.